The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Of the nearly 2 million species that have been described by science, less than 5% are bigger than a bread box. And most scientists agree that there are probably 40 million more species out there to find, almost all of which will be bugs and microorganisms. Things like nematode worms, microscopic fungi, bacteria, and insects. The question, of course, isn't why are there disproportionately more tiny creatures. The question is, what are they doing? And the answer is simple. They are running the Earth. You see, big, fierce animals have always been rare and always will be. It's the small, often ignored and unknown species that recycle nutrients in the soil, enable complex animals to digest their food, and hold the world steady. You likely have heard that there can be more than 1 billion microscopic organisms in just a handful of topsoil. But did you know that you have more bacteria cells in your body than you do human cells? Sure, they're smaller, but if your body was a democracy, you would be classified with the bacteria instead of with the primates. Today, biologists are just beginning to comprehend the importance and complexity of such symbiotic relationships, but it's increasingly clear that we cannot live without the small creatures that run the world.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.